You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Thanks to Coach Nate Osborne, the NOLA Gold Rugby team. John, you need to get out there.
See if we can get you out of practice. I just want to see what you look like after a practice.
You're trying to get me to do a lot of things.
Yeah, just what do you think, Joe? You think he survives a full practice with the NOLA Gold?
So what am I doing now?
He's a tight end.
I'm throwing the first pitch in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
With you.
Well, I didn't say 2 weeks. That's when the season starts.
You said opening day.
I did not say
opening day.
We're not big enough to be opening day.
We're opening day. I'm with you.
You know what?
And now you're trying to get me to play some rugby.
Yeah, while you keep living your delusions of grandeur here, let us officially welcome you to the midway point of your work week as only we know how.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday hump day is.
You know what's nuts? If everyone's doing brackets for everything, looking for your upsets. The West Bank Gouda has Oregon over Wisconsin as their upset. It's crazy.
Oregon's going to go pretty far.
I kind of like accidentally stumbled upon this. Major League Baseball started today in Japan. My Cubbies next Thursday. Words of wisdom.
Peace and happiness.
9-game road trip to start the season for my Cubbies. All that, huh? At the Texas Rangers, little Atlanta Braves, Bobby O'Shields, photographer for WGNO. There's so many people in the sports world. You know this now, Jordan, that cover local sports that are baseball fans, and everyone has their baseball team.
I need to find my baseball team.
Hello?
What?
You're a Cub fan.
I'm a Cub fan?
Yes.
I am a Cub fan.
Just like I indoctrinated Brian and Elise. He's a Cub fan.
I've been a Cub fan before.
See? There you go.
Before I knew you.
There you go.
Seriously.
Been a Cub fan before that. There you go. Perfect. Welcome aboard.
Anything
to keep you from being a Cardinal.
My grandpa was a Cub fan.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Perfect. So you have a family tied to it. Awesome. Sean Kelly, voice of the Pels, unfortunately is a Cardinal fan at Daniels, Channel 26. Unfortunately a Cardinal fan. Ken Trahan, Les East, all Cardinal fans as well, unfortunately. Bobby O'Shield, Braves. Mike Triplett, Larry Holder, were Cubbies in arms. Touch 'em all, Timmy Grubbs is a Pirate. And then the Graph, of course, likes his Dodgers.
Cleveland.
Exactly. Oh, that's right. You're a Cleveland Indian, Joey. I'm telling you, there's a lot of baseball fans here as well. I mean, I'm probably forgetting some, too. Oh, Scott Kushner is a Houston Astro.
The boss is Boston.
I do like the
yes.
Astros.
Oh, that's right. Mr. Gisclair loves himself some Red Sox, probably still celebrating the World Series championship. I may.
The first one in the 1900s.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's right. No, I know. I may or may not have already, Joey, suggested to the boss to have a sports hangover workshop Memorial Weekend.
Ooh.
Mm.
Red Sox at Houston that weekend, Memorial Day. Ooh. Astros host the Cubbies for 3 days in Houston. I'm just saying, if you tune us in on Memorial Week and you kind of hear a baseball game going on in the background. It's a workshop. Isn't that what you call it, Joey, when people go somewhere and get together and talk about it? It's a workshop.
It's a workshop.
Yeah.
It is.
It just so happens that he can see his Red Sox and I can see my Cubbies. That's all I'm saying. I'm just, you know. That's all I'm suggesting. Jimmy and Gretna, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. What you got for us today, man?
Hey, how's it going, Gus?
Good. What you got?
Hey, just want to give a quick shout-out and kudos to UNO Basketball. They're hosting tonight. Mm-hmm. It's not the NIT. It's not the big dance, Gus, but it's, I think, a lower-level postseason tournament.
CIT, Texas Southern. Yeah, we had Coach Customs on Monday.
And this, Yeah, and look, this is the connection here with LSU. They have a lot of former players. Jalen Patterson, the freshman who used to hit all the three-pointers for the Tigers, he transferred to Texas Southern. They got another guy I forgot off the roster, and Johnny Jones actually coaches them.
Right.
So it's going to be a tough game for UNO. I hope the city of New Orleans comes and supports them because, look, it's a great facility. And, you know, after Katrina, UNO, man, was relegated to, like, NAIA Division III level scenario, totally obliterated after Katrina with lack of enrollment. So to see them one game away from 20 wins, it is amazing, and I hope a lot of people come out tonight. And if you're an LSU guy, you want to see some former players and some former coaches, come check it out. It's going to be great. I wanted to get your take on one thing in regards to the Pelicans, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not so sold on Alvin Gentry. I know people think he's coming back in some capacity. But two things that strike me as unusual. Last Sunday, I was watching the game at home against the Hawks. He's congratulating a couple for an engagement. During the game, Gus, okay, I find it unprofessional. He is commiserating. I get it. He's married. You're married, Gus.
Yeah.
Look, I went to Southern Miss. So did you. I mean, what do you want? I don't know. We're here.
Wait a minute. I'm here for business.
I'm here for business.
Jimmy, but when he was paying attention, he called a timeout when they didn't have any. So, you know what?
Okay, wait. I didn't even get to that. The Chris Webber timeout. Okay, I'm talking about, we'll fast forward like you want to do, Gus. We'll fast forward to this past weekend. I'm at the game. We're playing the Suns. Not only does Alvin Gentry not get his troops prepared to foul the guy before he hits the three to tie him up, which would have forced them, you know, to shoot two as opposed to getting a chance to tie it up.
Yeah.
The guy hits the three-pointer, and then the Chris Webber-like timeout happens. They don't have any timeout, technical foul, game's lost. Now, is this guy, I don't think he's personally trying to tank, because he's trying to keep his job, am I correct? But guess what? He's never won anywhere. He's commiserating with people who just got engaged. Like, this is the most important scenario on the court. He's commiserating with the Atlanta Hawks coach during the game, joking around. And I get it. He's an older guy. It's a fraternity. It's not the NBA of the late 80s that you grew up around with, Gus, with the Bad Boys and Lambeer and all that. But we need – the fan base is falling apart. And I hope every fan comes out to UNO tonight. If you want to talk about this, Gus, come out there. Come meet me. I'll be there. Come get a beer. Come to the UNO game. Give props to UNO tonight. They're one game away from 20 wins after the program was obliterated post-Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hear you. Look, I said we had Mark Schlesinger on Monday, and he spoke about the youth of the Privateer basketball team in the future. But they maybe also have here as well. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime into the conversation. Scott Kushner next segment. D, what you got, bud?
Hey, fellas. Hey, man, kudos to you and O, too. That guy was dead right on that, man. They were left for dead, and now they got a pulse. What I really wanted to talk about was basically LSU basketball. I mean, if you watch ESPN, shoot, even Fox Sports I was watching, Yale's going to kill it. Yale's going to win this. It's the easiest one. We shouldn't even show up.
Mm-hmm.
But last I checked, LSU was an 8.5-point favorite. That's as big as that, okay, which is more than half of more points spread than half the tournament team. Now, that being said, the reason why I'm calling this is because LSU's being slighted, and I know they don't have a coach, and that hurts, okay? But you name another team that doesn't have tragedy that they had to overcome, okay, which they did. You name another team that lost their coach, which has got to get them pumped up because they're still together because they didn't lose any players, okay? You name another team that has won their conference, that has beaten Tennessee and Kentucky,
right,
and Auburn at that, okay? You name a team that went to the hill with Florida State and should have beat Houston, okay, and you're telling me there's a team that has maybe two professionals on it, all right, a freshman of the year, and they have a 12-2 road record. Okay, they have won on the road. They have won close games when they need close games, which usually these games are usually close. And he's throwing us under the bus. I'm not saying LSU's going to the Final Four or nothing, but if you think I am taking Yale over the Tigers, you're crazy. I would take that game 10 out of 10 times or 9 out of 10 times because, for once, LSU has all the credentials needed to be where they need to be in the tournament. I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong. Everything I said is dead right. So, plus, they average the highest scoring in the SEC. That's more than Tennessee. So, well, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they keep talking Yale, these guys from up north or whatever. When they go to Jacksonville, they're going to find out. And look, I'm not just saying I'm an LSU homer, but, man, I'm just tired of everyone just trying to throw them under the bus. And I am scared that the NCAA don't want them in there because they're coaching there. But if that player, Jermonte Smart, is playing, that means those players are clean or they couldn't find anything. So they need to just shut up and get ready to get beat. Y'all take care, fellas.
Hey, ESD, fired up. Look, that's the truth. If LSU had Will Wade and none of this would have happened or gotten out, Jordan the intern, probably a lot of people would feel a little differently about LSU. Not having your head coach, having to deal with NCAA hanging out on campus. It does provide an element, though. And it is something that I think, D.Y., you have a lot of the quote-unquote analysts question how far LSU can go. Look, I have them in my bracket for whatever it's worth, and I am not a professional analyst when it comes to March Madness and where I'm just looking at it. I'm like you. I think they have the talent to at least get to Michigan State. And again, I'm not by any means saying that Tony Benford cannot match wits with Tom Izzo, but Tom Izzo is one of the best head coaches in college basketball. So I have Michigan State beating LSU in the Sweet 16 game. And why I keep saying if they can get past Yale is because of having to deal with everything. They go out there and play basketball as good as they're capable of, like you saw them in the first half against Florida. It looked like a team that just didn't, right? I mean, it was a complete, they controlled that game. But what I am nervous about, and I think what a lot of analysts are nervous about, is you've seen second half letdowns, collapses, however you want to look at it, where games that they had controlled started getting into closer games. You can also look at it from the other side, that they have won games in overtime. They've gotten the games in overtime. They've been able to make clutch shots. So they do have that clutch gene. They do have that, you know, ability to not get nervous in the big moments. But at the same time, it also can be a downfall. But look, talent is not a question. It's how the staff and how the team can move on moving forward. Now, Jeff Goodman, basketball analyst over at Stadium, and been covering college basketball for a while. He just tweeted, and again, the LSU team had, media day today. He said, LSU players say they continue to communicate with Will Wade, primarily via text. Wade remains suspended as interim coach Tony Benford leads the Tigers into the NCAA tourney against Yale tomorrow. Benford and the staff also get help from Wade on the game plan. Now, that doesn't make any sense for me. If you're suspended, are you suspended? So can
that's
you still,
the main point of everything.
That's the whole point of being suspended.
During the game, you just...
I'm confused.
Out, yeah,
so,
just have pointers.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, then have Coach Will Wade on FaceTime. I mean, I just... that's... I don't know. We can explore that here in a little bit. Scott Kushner's up next. We'll talk Pals and his Tennessee Volunteers next on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames, to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today, or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Napa know-how.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Mr. Scott Kushner of the New Orleans Advocate covers your Pels, is a Tennessee volunteer as well. How far can they go? Let's discuss a handful of topics. Scott, how are you this afternoon, man?
I'm doing all right, man. Beautiful day out here.
It is. It's gorgeous. It's one of those, right? Look, it's one of those days I'm happy the window's next to me. I got it open. I'm getting some fresh air in. And I might be looking at the clock. I'm ready to get out. I'm going to go play in the playground with the little guy, ready to get going, man. So let's start with the little hoops on the college scale first. You're a volunteer, man. No, for whatever it's worth, I got Tennessee into the second round. And I don't know. Maybe those Bearcats are a little... How far do you have Tennessee going? How far do you got them going?
It's Nova? It's impossible. No, I mean, I think they can get to Virginia. I think the 1-2, I think that's a reasonable place to put them. Everybody I know has to go to the Final Four. So I think that might be a little bit of a stretch, but it's, they're good. They're not just good, they're experienced. And usually, and they have a really good point guard. Those type of things that tend to matter in March. But they're certainly not infallible. But I do believe that they're better than a lot of teams who have good regular seasons, only because of how experienced they are, and just they have a real identity, which is also rare to find.
And not that I'm using this info to fill up my bracket, but how much should I? What should I take out of that Auburn game?
I don't know. That was really weird because that's like probably the worst possible matchup for them. It's a team that is like super athletic and just runs them out of the building. And they did. They just ran them straight out of the building. And I don't think they have any of those type of teams in their bracket. Like Purdue isn't like that. Certainly Cincinnati's not like that. So it's all more physical teams. So it's probably a pretty good setup considering the way they play. But, all it takes is one day. Colgate makes 55 three-pointers, and all of a sudden you're out of the tournament,
One of the things, obviously, Scott, that you look at in this tournament here as well is always going to be an upset. Who do you think, or where do you think the big upset's going to be? Do you see a 16 upsetting a one again? I mean, it took forever for it to finally happen last year. I don't know if I see that. I think a 13-4 is an upset.
Yeah, I think, you never know. I find it, impossible. Actually going to do it. Honestly, the one that seems to make the most sense is LSU, only just because of what they're going through and the fact that Yale has done this with this coach before in a similar situation. So, but LSU's crazy talented, so it seems hard to believe that it would happen. But, yeah, I mean, almost always you see at least 12-5. There's usually now it's a 13 that wins, and, mm-hmm. and sometimes even lower. So, I mean, there's going to happen. It just seems like, you know, it's just needle in a haystack trying to pick one of those low seats out of which one's going to get by, and then will they get to the Sweet 16, which, you know, we saw. I mean, freaking last year, 11 got to the Final Four going through a certain team out of Knoxville, Tennessee, to get there. So it's you know, it's just a weird. It's a tournament is not built to decide the best team. It's really built for entertainment value. That's what I think.
Scott Kushner of the Advocate covers the Pels. Let's get into it here a little bit tonight. They take on Orlando, 6 p.m. Tip Time 80 out for personal reasons. Well, we saw them win at Dallas this week, and then I have to get your opinion on Saturday. We had a caller already say, aha, that's why you fire up in Gentry. Have you ever seen anything like that? I mean, it's incredible. I mean, to lose the game with 7 seconds left, I wouldn't even say it's tanking. Like, that was just, I don't even know how really to describe it.
Yeah, that was a disaster. It was, it was just a complete, utter meltdown. Like nothing I've ever witnessed since, you know, I was at that Final Four game when I was 9 years old. You know, that was pretty bad. You know, the circumstances were a lot bigger, but like just the idea that the fact is that they could have called a technical foul on Elfrid Payton for not getting the inbound pass. The refs kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt and let them just call a 5-second penalty. Therefore, not giving a free throw and the ball, they just gave Phoenix
right,
the ball.
Right.
So they all knew. They were all very aware, at least on the court, that because the ref said, like, look, that would have been a technical. Like, we're kind of letting you out if you don't have a timeout.
We feel sorry
for
you.
And then, sure enough, 6 seconds later, they get called for it anyway because they should have bench called to try to call timeout. So, I mean, it was a mess. No, the idea that they tried to lose that intentionally is like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Right.
People can believe what they want to believe. You can't convince, you can't prove a negative or anything like that, but no, they were not trying to lose that game. That was a complete giant screw up. Now, it is absolutely positively not reason to fire Alvin Gentry. That is crazy. And I've read people, you know, respected people say that, and I just absolutely don't believe that. It's, you know, the equivalent of, you know, it's a typo. It's he made a mistake. It's not game six of the playoffs. It's one of the most meaningless games of the year, and stuff happens, you know. It was dumb, but it wasn't, you know, a fireable offense. The fact is that this team's still playing really hard and still getting way more out of these games than they probably should. And I think that's a testament to his coaching staff more than anything else.
It's interesting you say that. Scott Kushner of the Advocate covers the Pelicans for you. Because I think when you heard Elfrid Payton speak about the win against Dallas, it really, I guess, stood out to me, right? Scott, I mean, for the guys on the court, this matters. I mean, Payton's playing for a contract here. I mean, Julius Randle, 11 points in the final 3.5 minutes. He's playing for a contract. So a lot of these guys, Kendrick Williams, they're out there to try to prove something. And I think if you're a Pels fan, it's almost the best of both worlds. You're now up to 9, essentially, in the lottery draft. Yet, you know, you're seeing a team that is competing and it's hungry and it does matter. And for those that are still mad at AD, videos like on Saturday where the entire team walks off the court and he's holding his hand for a 5 and they walk past him, that helps you too. So, I mean, you're kind of getting the best of both worlds here.
Yeah, I mean, it's his... In so many ways, the season was so disappointing for the first 3 months because you felt like it was just this potential going unused and not being properly evaluated and not being properly utilized. And now you can't really say that. When you watch these guys play, you know, 90% of the time now, they're getting the most they can out of the guys who are on the floor. And I think that is a lot what people want to see. Mm-hmm. And so you don't, you know, you can't fault anybody who's on that court for not winning games right now. They just simply are not built to win games. But you're seeing a team that's playing fast, they're playing hard, and they are really competitive, usually until the last few minutes. And even then, they've won some of these. I mean, they just beat Dallas the other night. You know, almost as crazy as the way that they lost the other game. Mm-hmm. They beat Dallas. So is it the best case scenario right now for this team is probably just to lose every game by 1 point. That's probably like the best thing that they could have happen and play competitively. But you know, I just don't know what more you can ask of this group. The games are kind of meaningless, but the performances are at least showing you who can stay and who can round out a bench next year. And I think you've seen some guys that have clearly proven. Like, Cheick Diallo was definitely a questionable NBA player entering the season, and I think he's shown that he can definitely get minutes. Kenrich Williams certainly is someone who can get minutes. Mm-hmm. And Frank Jackson is proving that he's got some potential. So all that stuff matters. It's not hugely important, but it does matter.
And that's what I was going to ask you, because I know it's a point that you and a couple of the folks that cover the team have been making here in the last couple of days. How much do you read into this? Because remember, we don't know who the general manager is. And Scott, what's the latest there, right? The firm's pretty much wrapping up the initial process, and the team's going to be getting a list of candidates to interview. Is that where we are there?
Yeah, so that should be happening soon. Whether or not those names leak is a different story.
Right.
But the search firm was supposed to wrap up its initial kind of giving the list to the team, and the team from there schedules interviews, sets calls, all that kind of stuff, and goes forward. But yeah, that they should be moving forward in the process.
So with that, what I'm saying. With that said, it's who's the GM? What do they decide to do with the coaching situation? And then that's how you build your roster and all the different variables of what you get in. I mean, it's so I don't know how much to take out of this, because I don't know if 1, 3, 6 of the players on this roster are coming back next year. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's why the only guys who you got to think Elfrid Payton is at least a possibility, no matter who ends up as the GM, just because I think, you know, he's kind of shown that this is a place that he'd like to play, being from here or whatever. I think, you know, that is helpful in some regard. Julius Randle, I think, is a total wild card as to what you're going to get out of him. And then the guys that really matter are the guys that are under contract next year for really minimal amount of money, which is Diallo and Kenrich Williams, and, you know, Jahlil Okafor and Frank Jackson. And those guys, I think, have all shown at least that in minutes they have the ability to do some stuff. They should not be guys who are counted on anywhere near this level. But they are guys who can be helpful as you move forward. And I think, really, they've shown that they can be rotation guys, which is as much as you could ask for. Because sometimes you get guys in a situation, throw them out there for 25 minutes, and it's a complete disaster. And that's not what this has been. And so in that regard, that's a positive sign. It's just been so long since we've seen here draft picks get developed. And
right.
Young guys get developed and get minutes and get an opportunity. That even Dell's, you know, even those years where you know, during Dell Demps' tenure, where you were at this point of the season, it really wasn't young guys. It was mostly a bunch of 10-day contracts that were coming in.
Right.
And that really hasn't been the case.
Yeah, so I guess that's really where we are on this. I mean, it is the wait and see approach. Hard to believe that the season is, well, maybe thankfully, mercifully coming to an end here soon. But
not that hard to believe.
You know, no, I hear you. But look, I don't know. Yesterday we had somewhat a little fun. I had a conversation earlier in the week. Somebody's like, hey, I wonder if AD has second thoughts or second guessing. Man, you see, I saw Colin Cowherd post a 5-minute spiel. L.A.'s, it's the Titanic. I mean, people, when I say are jumping ship over there, the rats are going quicker than the fan base over there. I mean, from pictures of the New York Knicks guy laughing at LeBron James. I mean, it's just, L.A. looks like a mess right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a total mess. Now, is it any more of a mess than the Pelicans are? I don't know. Only because LeBron is there. I mean, I think that makes it worse. The best player or whatever. But I mean, honest to God, at this point, with the way all this has played out, if you told me in a week that Anthony Davis reports start leaking that Anthony Davis is second guessing his decision or might, you know, consider signing an extension depending on who the general, I wouldn't be shocked. And I'm telling you that, like, nothing at this stage of this would surprise me anymore, because I don't think any of these decisions are done with any of the level of due diligence that people think that they're done with, that there's not these grand plans. These are really young guys who are making pretty impulsive decisions based on some pretty frank conversations. And nothing, honestly, nothing would surprise me. I'm not telling you it happened. I'm just telling you it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got earlier in the week, which is why I brought it up on the show yesterday. We got some really good phone calls as to what it would take for them to accept Anthony Davis back. See, I'm part of that fantasy world where I'm like, man, I'm looking at some of the guys and, you know, that are going to be playing here in the tournament this week, like Kobe White, the point guard from UNC. Of course, you daydream about Zion. I'm like, no, trade him. I want picks. I want to, like, rebuild the team and stuff. You know, I'm like, let's start over. This is going to be fun, you know, to what the – I want a new brand of players in basketball. So who knows, man, when it happens. Scott, as always, appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Talk to you soon.
For sure. It's Tennessee Volunteers. Where do you have them, Jordan, the intern, as we go to break? Do you have them out of the second round?
Yeah. But I have them losing to Villanova.
Ooh, Villanova.
In the third round.
Yeah.
I have Villanova losing to Virginia.
To Virginia overall, huh?
Well, just to go to the Final Four.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of it. Well, you got the Tigers again? You got them against Michigan State, huh? I got them to the Spartans and then they lose to the Spartans. That's
some,
where I'm at.
Some brackets, I do half and half. I have LSU winning. And then I have Michigan.
No one covers his rear better than Jordan the intern here, huh? I mean, that's how you did it. Brackets.
If I'm gonna lose, I'm gonna lose like a little bit of points because no one's getting past Duke.
I love you. This is what you do. You're that guy. You got one bracket where they win and one bracket where they lose. And you're good either way.
I have one bracket where they're making it all the way.
Speaking of, you made a sports hangover tournament bracket on ESPN.com.
Yes, it is. Just go to our Twitter page or Facebook page.
Okay, and just click the link.
It'll bring you right back.
That's the one I'm going to hold you to. Okay. That one.
It's probably one of my preferred brackets, but I have LSU beating Michigan State, so that's the only difference.
That's the one I'm holding you to. Brian Johnson, voice of the Colonels, joins us next to preview. They're taking on the Tigers on the diamond today. Don't go anywhere. It's a sports hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have an acid stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag or your desk or your car or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
When you fire up a John Deere 1-Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1-Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1-Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
Si, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
We will get to a story about police investigating near here an underground tunnel discovered below a street that would possibly lead to a bank. They found me?
I gotta go to... gotta make a call.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Oh, big dog.
talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, it's incredible. You would think that the last person to give me business would be the gentleman sitting to my right in the red ESPN New Orleans cap and Alvin Kamara jersey. What'd you tell everybody before we get to our guest here, Brian Johnson? What were you giving me grief for during a break right there?
What was that? Oh, that you didn't fill out your tournament?
Yeah.
Or your bracket yet
just,
for March Madness?
You just created the tournament
and I already created bracket. And I already created my bracket.
But you just created it, right? Like, within the last half hour?
Yes.
Okay. What am I doing currently right now?
A radio show.
Hosting a show.
So?
Somehow in the last 10 minutes.
You were just talking to a guy that was all about March Madness.
I get it, but somehow during that period you would have liked me to have filled out a bracket.
You should have had your bracket open, been clicking all the buttons whenever you asked him a question.
Brian Johnson.
You got to do like Midnight Cowboy. I'm working here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm only hosting a show. Apologies. Brian Johnson, voice of the Colonels.
Next will be you holding a kid.
Oh, my. Do you see what I have to deal with, Brian? Do you see what I have to deal with?
You're a perfectionist. You wait until the first four is over on Tuesday night, then you make your prediction.
Exactly. I got to wait till tonight. You got two more games tonight, Jordan.
Nah, only the hardcore do it early.
Hey, Brian, would you remind him what happened last year, first time, right? 16.
You won it all. You won 200,000. You are an icon.
Exactly, man. How are things going, Brian? How are you doing, man?
We're good, man. It's nice that baseball season is here on a convenient 70-degree sunny afternoon in South Louisiana.
It is. It is beautiful. And obviously, the Colonel's going to take on LSU today. How's the season gone? We talked with Coach at the beginning of the season, 11-10 overall, 3-3 in conference play. He referenced it being kind of a team that had some youth, had some experience at the same time, though, and it was kind of a learning process. Is that sort of kind of where we are?
I'm thrilled. You replaced your Friday and Saturday night starter, your catcher, your first baseman, your shortstop, new second baseman, new left fielder, center fielder, right fielder, new bullpen, and you're 11-10 and you're 28th in the country in ERA. You're 3-3 in conference. They're losing. All of their games have been close. 9 of their 10 losses are by 3 runs or less, 4 one-run losses. You had a softer schedule this year, and it was by design. You'll have your seniors and juniors next year that can face that gauntlet of 5 or 6 SEC schools, a West Coast trip, challenge after challenge in midweek games. But they opened with 9 straight home games. They were able to get off to a strong start by winning a series against a good Southern Illinois team. And now we find out what they're made of in late March and April when it gets serious in conference play and your midweek games become a little more challenging. You've got Southern Miss next week. You've already played UL and Tulane. And now you're playing a team that's 15-1 at home and has scored 41 runs their last 3 Wednesday games. So we'll find out what Parker White is capable of tonight when he steps onto the mound against a loaded LSU team.
You know, one of the I guess the series that stands out so far early on in the season, the series win against UNO. They've had a nice little start to their season there as well. Getting those wins, especially, like you lose 3-2, but you win 3-2, and then you come back on that Sunday and win it 9-1. How big was winning that series?
Yeah, exactly. And that's been the story is, you know, they've allowed 17 runs their last 7 games. UNO was the turning point because you lose a late lead on a Friday night. You have to come back and win an extra inning game the next night, and then you just pull away and roll on Sunday 9-1. But when you have a young team, when things go poorly, it can snowball, and it's been impressive that this team has been able to retain their identity, the one that sparked them to 2 really strong seasons in 2014 and 2015 when they won 21 and 18 games in conference. Great pitching, great defense, move the runners, bring them in with less than 2 outs and runners in scoring position. And I think it's a testament to Coach Thibodeau and what he's done in these 9 years that he starts on the job 9 years ago with a team that didn't have a winning record in conference in the previous 11 years. And he's been able to go 86 and 71 in the conference since 2013. And if this team finishes at 500 in conference, you know, it can frustrate people that, oh, well, now we have expectations. Well, give Coach credit for creating those expectations and creating a program that can contend in a really good baseball conference in the Southland. I've been impressed that they've been resilient this year, and with all these young new players, that they found a way to win close games and be in the driver's seat for the final half of the season.
Yeah, you take a look at obviously the game against LSU today, and you know, midweek games, man. You know this week, especially in this state, they tend to be tough, and I mean that in terms of the schools that hey, they should be winning all these different games. The matchups against LSU have been pretty interesting, haven't they?
They have. It looks one-sided from a record standpoint that LSU has won 27 out of the last 29, but Nichols picked up their win in 2015 at Alex Box, and they've been close games. Last year there was a weather delay, it was close, and LSU ran away late. But that's the beauty of playing midweek games in one of the greatest states for D1 baseball, that if you just want to go play a Louisiana schedule midweek, great. Have fun with UL, Tulane, and LSU every year. And then LSU has to turn around and play Southland schools like Northwestern State that they eliminated last year in the regional in Corvallis. But Northwestern State picked up a win in Natchitoches against LSU this season, and I think that's what makes it fun. Is it doesn't matter if it's UNO or McNeese or Southeastern, Northwestern State or Nichols. If you give me a Tuesday or Wednesday game against some of the high major programs in this state, great. You got to feel confident about what those schools from the Southland and especially Louisiana can accomplish.
Mm-hmm. What about Corpus Christi this weekend?
They are unbelievable. They're hitting .329 as a team. We never get to play them. It's the first time in 4 years they've had Corpus and Nichols on the schedule, which I'm bitter about. I like going to Corpus. It's a nice beach. Why can't we play there more? Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a challenge to have them coming into Thibodeau, and then you go on the road against a former LSU player and coach and Will Davis, who's with Lamar. I think just looking at LSU's schedule, though, that's what's fun about late March is you figure out who you are, and, oh, great, now you're going to go play a top-10 Georgia team if you're LSU. Nichols has to turn around and face one of the hottest-hitting teams in the conference, and then it's on in April. You sort everything out in February and March for these moments where you hit that halfway mark and you find out exactly what you're made of. You've got your rotation. You've got your midweek guys. You know what role everybody is supposed to play. And now the coaching is almost over at this point. There's obviously a lot of managing that goes into it, but the tinkering is done. Both teams have figured out what they want their lineups to look like, and now they're hoping that they thrive in the final 6 weeks of the regular season.
What's this I see next Tuesday? Metairie against my Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Where's this game going to be?
You in the broadcast booth. Put it out there right now. Let's call a great game. Have a little fun on a Tuesday night at Metairie. It's nice to get Southern Miss out of the state of Mississippi against us. I'm sick of going to Biloxi and watching them have a home run derby. They've just been really good the last couple of years, and they've not been fun games. Beautiful ballpark in Biloxi, the MGM Park. I love it.
It is.
I'm happy
it's nice.
It's got to come to Louisiana this year. As you know, strange things happen when you cross that border into the booth.
I'm looking for. I might have. You know, it's down the street. I mean, I might have to. You know, say hi to you.
I know, busy man, family life. I understand.
It is. It really is.
I'll have the stool warmed up for you. Come join me.
I will. I promise. I will come. Stop by and check that out a little bit here as well. But of course, taking on the Tigers tonight for Nichols to turn that record around. What needs to happen more than anything else? You think though for tonight.
Parker White going four innings. He's been great. He's got a 2.1 ERA this year. You know, Nichols almost played in the championship game of the conference tournament in Sugarland last year. They had a 2-1 eighth inning lead against Northwestern State. Northwestern State came back and won it and then won the conference tournament title. But Parker was incredible. He went 6 2/3. He allowed a run. He's been really good in midweek games against Tulane and UL. He's added a new changeup that's been able to get him more ground balls to the left side of the infield. And you know that LSU is going to put guys on base. They've been so good at getting their leadoff guys on, and that's why they've got the number 1 and 3 run scorers in the SEC atop their lineup, and Smith and Watson. So we'll see if you can limit that damage early against LSU and give your bullpen a chance. You certainly can compete and maybe hand LSU their second home loss of the year.
You got a Final Four?
No, I don't do those things. I just get over upset. That's why I had UMBC last year. I just picked teams.
Right? When it happens, I had them all along. You're like Jordan.
Yeah, give me all the random selections and hope for the best. That's why I watch that's why I watch March Madness in the first place. Not to be right. I don't care about those things. I'm a broadcast. Are we supposed to be right? When did this start?
No, that's right. Believe me, I 100% agree with you as well. You're home for Colonel Athletics. Brian Johnson's the voice of Nichols, of course, that Brian Johnson one. Brian, as we let you go, man, just want to say deepest condolences to you on the passing of your father from earlier this week. You know how I feel about you, dude, and just awesome post you put on social media, though, about the life he led, man, and more importantly, the relationship y'all had.
I'll have him hanging out in the booth, got his nice little Kawasaki picture. We'll let him look out at the box and join me as my analyst tonight. Should be a great night to do what I love doing and just call a baseball game.
I hear you, man. Thanks for joining us, Brian. Appreciate it, bud.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Brian Johnson One's the way to follow him over on Twitter again.
That's good of Nichols, Gus.
What's that?
Well, to put Southern Miss, you know, to have a good practice game. That's so neat for Nichols to do.
Wow.
Southern Miss. We're losing
a little
connection.
Smack talking, huh? Do I hear a little smack talking?
Oh, yeah. I'll be out there. I'll be covering the game laughing.
Well, you know.
As my bracket goes straight through with Buffalo.
All right, bud. All right. Let's see how it works.
Yeah, I'm going to lock my door. I got the keys to the studio.
You know, Joe, you're already wearing the school colors, black and gold, Southern Miss. And you're wearing the jersey, you might as well go ahead. I'll just put an eagle, a little screeching eagle there.
Yeah. Your golden eagles are more like a yellow eagle.
Ooh.
This is not that, they don't have gold.
Yes. It's hard to slap me at this distance.
Yeah, I know. Todd in the past has called my school the pee-pee pigeons. It's a black eagle. It's a golden eagle. I don't know why he says that.
Doesn't look gold to me.
Instead of calling the stadium the Rock, which is what it calls, he calls it the Pebble.
Looks more like a Steelers.
Conference USA foes back in the day. Tulane and Southern Miss when I attended there. Could never beat Tulane, especially in hoops. Could never beat Tulane. Anytime Tulane baseball came to Hattiesburg, it's...
Look at you. Now you joined the Tulane bandwagon and you're part of the broadcast team.
I'm a professional Tulane broadcaster. Yeah, I went to Southern Miss.
Jordan, it's hard to beat those big teams, man.
I will say this, and I know Todd and I talk about this all the time. It's a shame that they don't play. Somehow, some way, a lot more. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Have you been suffering with neck or low back pain? Disc of Louisiana offers the most precise techniques and least invasive surgical procedures to give you your life back. Wake up with only a Band-Aid after surgery. Disc of Louisiana, now accepting appointments in Houma, Metairie, and around the North Shore. Visit GoSpine.com. That's GeauxSpine.com to make an appointment today.
As we get deeper into the college basketball season, it becomes pretty clear that the top-ranked teams are those who landed star players during the recruiting season. But if you're running a business, where do you go to find top recruits? LinkedIn, where people go every day to make connections, grow their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you are looking for and then recommends qualified candidates, many of whom you won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. Build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Keep your tax refund in your pocket and get a new home. Zero down programs are available at Homa's Clayton Homes. Any income is income. SSI, disability, child support, we take it all. Visit Homa's Clayton Homes on Highway 311 or check them out on Facebook. And remember, when you call 985-872-2850, if that old trailer house has got to go, that's Homa's Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Houma.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
So, yeah, New Orleans was pretty easy, man. You know,
my first impression when I got to the facility is, wow, this place is beautiful. This city is beautiful. And then I go inside, meet the coaches who are so enthusiastic, fired up, and knowledgeable about football. Go into the locker room, beautiful place, friendly players. And it's just an awesome fit, man. And the offense is a really well-oiled machine, and I'm just fired up to be a part of it.
He is Nick Easton, new center guard of your New Orleans Saints. He was told to come in and compete. Says he's more comfortable at the center position. Spoke at the top of hour number one at noon on a conference call. A couple other NFL tidbits here as well. Linebacker Clay Matthews joined the intern. 2-year deal with the Los Angeles Rams. Packers all-time career sack leader. Are you concerned and nervous about the signing?
Clay Matthews?
Yeah.
No.
Not concerned.
No.
But the Rams got somebody else to rush the passer.
No.
Okay. I'm just asking you because you've been so nervous about every other team making moves. Tommy Lee Lewis signing with the Detroit Lions.
Doesn't concern me.
Doesn't concern. Okay. How about wide receiver Randall Cobb with your Dallas Cowboys?
Concerns me.
That concerns you. Why does it concern you?
Adds another weapon to their wide receiver core.
Okay. Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Let me just predict what you're about to say. Your.
No, not your.
2020. NFL.
No, there.
Champion.
No. 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 I'm not going there. Who? Okay. Because NFL.com put up the power rankings for whatever it's worth. They put power rankings, including based off of some of the free agent transitioning and things that, oh, not signings. Okay. Cause, Ryan Elise and I have been going a little back and forth and he's like, you know, another signing or two, especially we've yet to hear. Do you know where Jared Cook is? Is he missing? No one's heard anything. He hasn't visited anybody. Am I wrong on that? Can you do a search on Twitter? Jared Cook, the tight end.
Starbucks.
Has he visited anybody else? I'm just shocked here, right? I mean, here's the guy, cause I'm a little nervous and shocked. I'm a little nervous because you tell me that, and I say you, like all the free agency analysts, right? Like top players available. All I see is best pass catching tight end available in free agency is this guy. Are the Saints the only team he's visited?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm getting at? I'm like, either is there a deal that you're just waiting to be finalized?
He's been sleeping in the training facility.
Like, is he shackled to a goalpost? I mean,
you better sign with us.
I'm a little, cause I'm nervous on two ends. Like, why is nobody else trying to sign him?
Cause he's locked away.
You get what I'm getting at? Like, it's just odd that you don't even hear he's visited another team or scheduled to visit another team. This isn't like the sixth, not even the sixth, the 12th tight end in the free agent market. Click Jared Cook, pick a site, any site, free agency.
Tell him,
best
Jordan.
Best catching tight end available.
Tell him, Jordan, you could have been a tight end.
Last I checked, this is a passing league. I'm a little surprised. I get he's 31. I'm just a little surprised. Not a single team could use a pass-catching tight end. Is everybody that set at tight end but the Saints? You understand my point? I'm like, I'm just a little surprised. No one is mentioning Jared Cook. It's just odd. I'm starting to be concerned for his safety. I'm wondering, maybe, you think Sean has him, stashed away there? Did they take his phone away? I mean, I'm a little surprised. Where's Jared Cook? Anybody see anything? I'd love to know. If you've seen a report on Jared Cook, tweet us. I haven't seen anything. Again, this isn't like, you know, the backup filling tight end that's going to sign for like $800,000.
Maybe he said, let me get back to you guys after I go visit the Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, but somebody would have leaked that. I mean, somebody would have said so-and-so is scheduled to visit somebody, right? look, I get it. I'm busy. You're busy. Joey's busy. I might have overlooked it. I have not seen Ian Rappaport. I have not seen anybody. Jarrett Cook is visiting so-and-so. Left New Orleans without a deal. Nothing. Nothing. Nobody else finds that interesting, or is it just me? Point is, Brian Dooley said, hey, he can make the argument that if I had one of the best free agent classes, NFL.com has the Patriots ranking number one in the power rankings. Join the intern, read my screen. Who is number two?
The Saints.
Your Saints! The same team that 2 weeks ago you were petrified. We're not making enough moves.
Champions.
Number two in the power rankings. Hour three next on ESPN New Orleans. About that one big break.